and welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Rebecca will speak to us this month about anxiety in kids and teens. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, currently this is a global time for anxiety, if ever there was one. How do you, though, as a psychologist, define anxiety?
Yeah, so people use mental health diagnoses interchangeably with regular speak to describe, you know, everyday life, which can sometimes be inaccurate. So a diagnosis of anxiety, clinically speaking, comes when there are causes of significant impairment in everyday functioning. So that can be specific to the individual, but we are looking for a certain level of chronicity. And anxiety, as opposed to fear, is quite specific about future-orientated worries. However, just to note that anxiety has, clinical anxiety has a large kind of spectrum, which also now, diagnostically speaking, includes selective mutism in the spectrum of anxiety disorders. So it's quite a wide variety, but the key factor is significant impact on everyday functioning.
What do you mean by selected mutism?
Selected mutism is when a child, for example, has learned to speak, but they selectively go mute in specific environments. So that would be parents would consult with somebody such as myself in a situation where their child speaks perfectly at home, even sometimes several languages, but then at school or at creche, they are completely mute, and therefore the teachers are concerned, and for good reason.
Okay.
And that's an anxiety disorder usually related to kind of traumatic separation.
So that includes home life. Well, when it comes down to, let's say, functioning, it affects your functioning. It includes home life or school life or both or one or the other.
Right. So for a diagnosis, we're usually looking for a significant impairment in several aspects of life. And that can be school, friendships, home life, but also, let's not forget, thought life. We are stuck inside of our thoughts, you know, most of the 24 hours, except for when we're sleeping, and then even sometimes we're dreaming. So if you like, what we're looking at is significant impairment across several aspects of one's life, or that in order to engage comfortably enough in school or friendships or in your way you're thinking feels sufficiently peaceful, that it requires significant effort. And that, for somebody who's suffering from anxiety, they know what I'm referring to when I say significant effort.
You really have to push yourself and break through.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Rebecca, thanks very much indeed. For more information, you can visit Rebecca's website, cabinetweber.net, or you can hear that episode again and others in the series on our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.